Welcome to Talks from the Bible. Righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Proverbs 14:34. Righteousness does that which is right according to the standard of God. Righteousness seeks to follow God and honor God by doing as He has commanded. Righteousness seeks to know God by seeking Him and understanding Him. Sin is the opposite of righteousness. Sin follows its own rule and does its own thing. Sin walks in a contrary manner to the law of God. Sin seeks to serve the devil by being overtaken by him and brought into captivity. Ahab became king of Israel. But there was none like unto Ahab, who did sell himself to work wickedness in the sight of the Lord, whom Jezebel his wife stirred up. And he did abominably in following idols, according to all things as did the Amorites, whom the Lord cast out before the children of Israel. 1 Kings 21:25-26. Ahab as king did not allow the kingdom to prosper. He sought his own selfishness. His only concern was for himself. He desired to have Naboth's vineyard, but Naboth would not sell. Two men of the devil conspired against Naboth, claiming that he had blasphemed. They carried him forth and stoned him. Ahab took control of the vineyard. Righteousness will benefit and help others, while evil will take from others and keep for oneself. Such unrighteousness is sin, behaving in a manner that is not pleasing to God. God is angry with the wicked every day. Psalm 7:11. Righteousness will bless a nation and bring prosperity. Righteousness will lift up a nation so that other nations would seek to imitate them. Godliness has an effect upon the hearts of people, inspiring them to do good. However, sin unleashes all kinds of vileness. This vileness is seen in various actions of racism, inhumanity, and selfishness. Sin will drive a nation to become self-dependent, believing that God is not needed. Sin will cause a nation to see that God is not needed. God is replaced by perversion and all kinds of immorality and ungodliness. A nation without a God is as a ship without a rudder, or a government without a governor. This nation has no real direction and wanders about on the landscape as lost, never knowing what to do. Sin will cause a nation to embrace all forms of sinfulness, so that sin by the commandment might become exceedingly sinful. Romans 7:13. Sin grows and multiplies into a cancer that eats away the moral fiber of a society. Sin burns a hole from which wars, violence, rape, and murder occur. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance. Psalms 33:12. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.